In an exclusive interview with VOA yesterday, Carol Baker, International Monetary Fund Mission Chief for Sudan, the Middle East, and Central Asia Department, said Tuesday's decision is historic.
Today is a historic day because Sudan did indeed reach the HIPC decision point. And what that means is it's now cleared its arrears to the IMF, World Bank, and African Development Bank. It means full re-engagement with the international community, including the multilateral agencies. It has a new program in place with the IMF under the Extended Credit Facility, and it can start on a path to debt relief in support of strong inclusive growth and poverty reduction.
The decision was reached 6 months into the Sudan HIPC program sponsored by the International Monetary Fund, which aims to reform Sudan's economy and securing debt relief. Sudan has paid off more than $3 billion in debt to its multilateral creditors, the IMF, the World Bank, and the African Development Bank, through bilateral and multilateral loans. The IMF estimates that Sudan's total debt was $56.6 billion at the end of 2020, accumulated mostly in arrears and penalties over several decades. The IMF's portion of the debt was $1.4 billion, which has been paid off with contributions from some 120 member countries. Baker says, starting Tuesday, Sudan entered a new program with the IMF under the Extended Credit Facility and can now start on a path to debt relief that supports inclusive growth and poverty reduction.
The next step in the process will be to confer what's called traditional relief, which is bilateral and commercial donors, creditors, providing debt relief on what's called traditional terms. But I think what's more important is to look at the big picture of what will happen under HIPC. Sudan's debt is currently estimated at end 2020 to be $56.6 billion. Debt relief under HIPC is expected to be $50 billion, leaving Sudan with approximately $6 billion in debt at the end of the process.
Baker says Sudan can now reach out to the Paris Club creditors, a group of countries that own more than 40% of Sudan's debt, and begin to negotiate the terms of its debt relief with them. Sudan is also expected to reach out to other non-Paris Club creditors and commercial creditors to achieve favorable terms in the interim period, the period between the decision to begin the debt relief process and the completion point. The IMF expects Sudan to reach the completion point in June 2024, when debt relief for Sudan would be irrevocable.
Now that Sudan has cleared its arrears to the multilateral agencies, it is a full member in good standing and can use all of the facilities and windows of the IMF, the World Bank, and the African Development Bank. So we are fully engaged, and Sudan is eligible to use any of our possible financing instruments.
Mehdi Amin, senior economic advisor at Sudan's Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, tweeted on his page that Sudan will proceed to negotiations with the Paris Club in July. He welcomed Sudan's entry into the HIPC decision point for debt relief and called it the result of the patience and strength of the Sudanese people in responding to its economic challenges with reform. Under HIPC, which Sudan has been implementing for 6 months now, the country's transitional government has enacted an economic reform program that devalued the Sudanese currency against the US dollar, eliminated its customs exchange rate, and lifted subsidies on diesel and gasoline, which precipitated sharp hikes in prices of commodities and triggered angry street protests. Sudan's inflation rate is soaring at more than 370%, one of the highest in the world. In a televised address last night, Sudan's Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok also welcomed the move by the IMF and the World Bank to approve Sudan for entry into the HIPC decision point. He says, the transitional government has now secured a way to relieve Sudan's debt so that the burden is lifted in a very short time. The debt has been the main obstacle for Sudan to participate and interact with international financial development partners and benefit from that. With this decision, Hamdok says, Sudan has gained back its voting rights at the IMF, which were suspended in August 2000. Hamdok said Sudan will now access concessional loans and grants from financial institutions to implement urgently needed social and development programs. Hamdok says the immediate benefit from reaching the HIPC decision point is acquiring new loans and grants. For instance, opening the door for Sudan to receive $4 billion, out of which $2 billion through the International Development Association, which will be spent on electricity, water, and basic services such as education, healthcare, and economic growth. Indeed, today we have signed a grant agreement worth $100 million for the Minister of Health to fight the corona pandemic. To reach the completion point for debt relief, Baker says, Sudan would have to fulfill what the IMF calls completion triggers, which are policies aimed at strengthening Sudan's economy, ensuring it does not go back into debt and has a strong poverty reduction and growth programs. Those policies and programs include public financial management, debt management and transparency, and social protection. Sudan is the 38th country to achieve the HIPC decision point for debt relief since the IMF and the World Bank launched the initiative in 1996. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.